She's a very dear lady to me, and she has gone through quite a lot. I want to tell you a little bit about her story. She is probably in her 80s right now, and just a couple of years ago, she started to have some trouble with her eyes. And so she went to the doctor, and they said, you need to have some kind of surgery. And so she went, and she had this surgery. And all the promises were that these surgeries would help her eyes, and she'd be able to see better. This is a dear lady that loves the Lord. She faithfully serves in her church, and she teaches a ladies' Sunday school class faithfully every week. On Tuesdays, she drives herself to the local nursing home and serves the Lord by just visiting with the folks there. Yet she's in her 80s. Well, after the surgery, she came out and everything, the healing period was supposedly had taken place, and she couldn't see any better. In fact, it was just a little bit worse. They prescribed different lenses for her glasses, and she described it as looking through a screen, just very difficult to see. She struggled to read. She loved the Word of God, and it was hard for her to read. And I have the opportunity of knowing this lady personally and walking through these times with her. I have to tell you something. I was encouraged and strengthened, and I enjoy being around this lady. Why? It's because this lady understands some things about God that I don't think I understand quite yet. Some things about God that, you know what, even in the darkest of times and difficulties, God's her refuge and her strength. And it is a joy to be with her and to hear her talk of the things of God. And even though I know deep in her heart there are struggles and her health is beginning to fail, and yet it's quite a joy to be with her. This dear lady is my grandma. My grandma, and a dear precious woman, a woman of faith, and a woman that I like to be around, and a woman that I hope I can walk through life and have that kind of fortitude and courage to face the difficulties of life. What are the keys there? What is it that she has and understands about God that I hope I can grasp and understand about Him too? I trust today God will open us and our hearts and our minds to some of those things. As we look at this truth, God is our refuge. You know, one of the wonderful things that I enjoy about being a dad is having these little children walking around with me, and when something strange happens or a stranger comes up, they come running to my side. And as a father, it does something in here. It makes me say, you know what? They want to be with me. They feel protected by me. This past weekend, we took a walk. We were in Waterloo. We took a walk with our family. All my kids were there, and my sister-in-law, and my mother-in-law, and her husband, and we were all in this big walk. And this was along a canal, and it was in town. And so we were all walking. We were walking our way back to our vehicle, and we were kind of spread out. And the group that was ahead of us yelled back and said, "Where's Grace?" Well, I looked behind me, and thinking that Grace was behind me, I looked back and she wasn't behind us. And I looked forward and I strained my eyes as far as I could see, and I couldn't see her. And I looked from side to side, a canal on one side and a big bank on the other, and I couldn't see my daughter. And so, you know, what happens in a parent's heart, you know, the panic and the fluttering heart, and you wonder, do I need to start running? And eventually then we just rounded a bend, and finally they saw her way up ahead. And they yelled back, and oh, the relief. But here's the point of this illustration. When Grace came back, and I grabbed it, I took a hold of her hand, and I calmly said to her, I said, Grace, listen. And I was calm with this, because she didn't understand, I think, what really happened. But I took her hand and I said, Grace, you need to stay with us so that we can see you. Because if something were to happen to you while you are out of my sight, I can't do anything. I don't know what's going on. And as I was talking to her, strangers walking down the path. You know, your mind can just play games with you of what could happen. But here's the reality that I hope Grace understands, is that she needs to find at her young age a refuge in her dad and mom. But she can only take advantage of that refuge as long as she stays close and obeys their commands. Dear ones, listen. The scriptures speak of God as our refuge, as our shelter, as our high tower, our place of protection. But the important thing is that in order for us to take advantage and truly understand and embrace that reality, we need to be listening and walking with God. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 46. Psalm chapter 46. This is a psalm that was written to the chief musicians for the sons of Korah. These psalms are musical or songs that were sung many times in worship, many times in times of celebration. But you have here a psalm that I believe God wants to use today to remind us that He is our refuge. Why is it important that we understand this truth? Well, dear ones, we need to embrace the reality of who God is. That God is real. He is very active in and around us. We need to understand that we should be relating to God on this kind of level. He's my protector. And we should get away from the idea of God is up here just making sure things don't go too crazy, and I'm down here, and I got to just make my way through this world. No, God is described in scriptures as a very personal God. And you'll see that in this psalm. Verse 1, Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad this city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear in asunder, he burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. I don't know if you caught it, but this psalm is written in such a way that it it communicates with feeling what it is saying with words. It is communicating to us that God is our refuge, and with the words it's saying there is an incredible storms that go on in life, but yet God, He's your shelter. But if you look at the words and the way the psalm is written, it is written almost like the waves of the ocean, because it begins with the safe boat on the water. That's your refuge. It's God. And then it describes the setting in which you are in, where you see, listen, we will not fear, verse 2, though the earth be removed, changed, or altered, and though the mountains be carried or shaken into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar. Have you ever heard waters roar? Of course you have. You've gone to the ocean, or you've gone to some large waterfall, or whatever they might be, and the waters, when they roar, are they calm and peaceful? No. There are rapids, or there is incredible danger in the midst of the roaring of the waters. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. That's an interesting word, troubled. When you look out at the ocean and you see it roaring and you see it troubled, you see the white caps, don't you? You see the foam. And this word troubled pictures that idea. Boiling almost. When water is boiling, it's almost foaming. It's active. So though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Notice the descriptions there. And notice how it is a tremendous storm. There seems to be earthquakes happening, and the waters are just tempestuous. But yet, the psalmist writes, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. That very present help. Interesting way that the psalmist puts that together. He says, God is a refuge, which is a shelter from a storm, a place of protection. And then he says, a very present help. That is the idea that God is readily found. He is easily discovered. In other words, God's presence is right there. He is right there. That's why the psalmist can say, God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. I'm in a troublesome time, but yet God is my refuge because God, it makes himself easily accessible. I'm right there, he says. And then he describes this tempestuous storm, and then he ends that part by saying Selah, which is a breaking point in the song. Then comes the next part. From the storm, we go to a peaceful river. Verse 4, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. The canals of this water or this stream running through the city of God, probably Jerusalem, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. In other words, this is where God is dwelling, he says, verse 5, in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. And so the psalmist describes a tempestuous storm, but yet God is his refuge. He describes the calm place of where God is. And then he says, outside of this place, the heathen are raging. The kingdoms are moving. God utters his voice. Utters his voice. And the earth melts. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with me. The God of Jacob is our, what? Refuge. Selah. As you look at this, the psalmist describing incredible things that are going on in their lives, he continues to say, God is our refuge. God is our strength. Notice that the protection is known and found in being and dwelling in the place of God and where He is. You know, as we consider God as our refuge, I trust there are some of you out there that are saying in your heart, boy, I wish I understood what that meant. I need a refuge right now. There are some tempestuous waves going on in my life, some storms that are fierce and are raging. These could be physical ailments. These could be emotional pains from a relationship. There are all kinds of struggles, and each of us, they're different for each of us. But yet the Word of God tells us that we can relate to God on a level that is so personal that He can be called our refuge. Keep your finger in Psalm 46 and turn over to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my, what? He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. You understand the picture there? Of a little baby bird snuggling under the wings of its mother. A refuge. A place of protection from the storm. Back to Psalm 46, we continue to read verse 8. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations He hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, He cutteth the spear, He burneth the chariot. What is all this? What's going on here? The psalmist is saying, listen, there are storms and things going around, but God is your refuge. Dwell where He dwells. Dwell close to Him. And from that point, you can look out from the protection of your strong tower. You can look out and you can see the vast work of God. As God orchestrates things in and around your life, as you stand in the protection of the Lord, you can watch and you can see His incredible things that He does. And the psalmist here making reference to His incredible power and victories in battle, and how He protects His people. So we're riding the waves of these troubles. We find our dwelling place close to God and where He is. And from that standpoint, we look out and we can see the incredible work of God, because there are still great storms happening around us. And that is when God calls upon us and He says, stop. Be still. Let it settle in. And know, I am your God. Be still. Calm yourself. And look around you. And see, I am your God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will rise up above all the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. God is declaring His sovereignty. and His power. I will be exalted. The psalmist ends with, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our, what's it say? It says our refuge. God is our refuge, and this is mentioned three times in this psalm. It's mentioned in the first verse. It's mentioned in verse 7. And it's mentioned in verse 11, the last verse. What do you think the psalmist is trying to get across here? Dear people, relate to God on a level where you know He is personally your protector and your shelter. There are storms, yes, raging waves that are going on, but you dwell close to your God. Listen and obey His voice, and you will be able to stand from that high tower of protection and look across the fields and see His incredible work. And then you turn and you say, God, I know You are my God. The storms of life seek to unsettle you. They seek to distract us and cause us to hurry through this life, when the reality is that God, He's able to watch over you and care for you in those storms. He asks of you, be still, my child. Be still. And know that I am your God. Lord Jesus, this was just a brief look at something that is so profound, but yet I trust, God, that this will impact the hearts of Your people today. Lord, You have brought this message to us because You know there are people that are hurting. You know there are people out there that are in the storms of life that are being rocked back and forth on these waves that are roaring and troubled. You know their hearts. You know where they are at, Lord. And today You remind them that You are a personal God and that You desire them to relate to You as their refuge and their strength. I pray that reality would penetrate their hearts today in a very profound manner, that as they walk out of this building, they would go with this thought: God, You are my refuge. I dwell with You. I know You are my God. In Jesus' name, amen.